I am agnostic on nuclear power. I'm actually willing to be convinced one way or the other, because it is true that in the course of generating electricity, nuclear does not produce carbon dioxide emissions. Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right that you have to take into account mining and enriching the uranium, both of which are energy intensive processes.
Very.
And then the fact that once you turn on a nuclear reactor, you have a 10,000, 100,000 year nuclear waste problem.
Right.
And you have to figure out what to do with that.
Decontamination, decommissioning, all those companies are going to turn around. They're going to sit there and they go, wow, you know, we thought we had set aside enough money and we thought we had government supervised funds where we set aside enough money, but we really don't. And then we're going to wonder, are we going to have a lot of Hanfords all around the country?
One thing I do want to point out is there hasn't been a nuclear reactor built in this country in my lifetime. And that is not because environmentalists have been mean to nuclear. That's because it's not cost efficient.
Right.
It's not,
if less it, so than ever.
If it made money, people would do this. And mm-hmm. so I kind of think that how I feel about nuclear doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Peter?
My viewpoints are not that different than yours. But actually, I'd like to also ride this this middle ground, which is that let's put it on the table and have people decide and the decision inevitably comes to don't build it near me, and then it comes to where are we going to put the storage. I actually got a master's degree in nuclear waste management, and you know, one of the results of my study was that we had no place to bury these. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea was to try to pursue undersea storage.
And they're just leaving it in the tanks in the water on the site.
Exactly. And so it's a mess that's not cleaned up. And you know, the failed Yucca Mountain storage facility is a classic
example. It's a dead issue. They're never going to come back in.
Right, exactly. So here we gave our absolute best effort, our top scientists trying to figure out where to put this stuff, and they couldn't agree.
But if you asked me, do you want a nuclear plant built next door to you or a coal plant, I'd choose the nuclear plant every day.
Sure.
Because if you are interested in harming people, killing people, the best way to do that is to build a coal plant.